actually consult some of the biggest companies and brands in the world on this exact topic. And the way he does it is in such a unique way. And so let's just play the video before I bring him out. Let's go ahead and cue the video.
Signing out for our regular
chit-chat
with
Johnny Cupcake. Hi, my name is Johnny, and made millions of dollars off of baked goods.
Here we go.
Whoa, this is crazy. What the heck is going on? There's hundreds of people that camp out in front of my t-shirt shops, sleeping on the streets for weeks just to buy limited edition t-shirts. Sleeping on the streets, it's crazy. I've met thousands of people around the world that have my brand's logo tattooed on themselves.
Our next speaker started 16 businesses before he was 16 years old.
Hello, my name is Johnny Earl, also known as Johnny Cupcakes. I'm an entrepreneur, an innovator, an idea farmer, and most importantly, I'm a prankster. I actually trick hungry people for a living. And when I was 8 years old, I got into magic. This was when everything changed. I realized that I could do something that makes me happy and that makes other people happy, and I could figure out a way to get paid for this. I own retail shops, t-shirt shops, that are set up like bakeries. We display graphic shirts inside of refrigerators and vintage ovens, on baking trays. When you walk into my retail stores, you smell frosting, but it's really vanilla-scented car fresheners that I hide throughout the store. And when you buy a t-shirt from Johnny Cupcakes, we package them in little pastry boxes. So everything is a complete experience, but I will tell you, it does trick hungry people every single day. 100% of those people, they all leave with a story to share. Everything in the world's been done before, and it's all about how we do things different. People have so many options. Why are they gonna choose our product, our service, or our personality? I like to say good packaging does not get thrown away, and what it does is it acts as a miniature billboard. So when your friend goes over your house and you save that packaging from the Apple store, people see it and they're like, oh man, that reminds me, I gotta get an iPad for my mom for Mother's Day. Or that reminds me, let's go to the Nike store, I gotta pick up some new shoes. So when you're starting a business, developing a product, keep in mind those little details in that packaging could really push someone to take that extra step to buy something from you, to have an experience to share, just like Build-A-Bear is a cardboard dollhouse when you buy a bear, or it might act as a miniature billboard. I know that everyone has amazing ideas, everyone has brilliant ideas, but so many people are afraid of failing, so they won't even take that first step.
I've been able to fail, and fail fast, which has allowed me to learn and eventually find my passion and support my family.
He now speaks to groups around the world on how to start, grow, and reinvent your business with little to no startup money. He's known for helping other people create blueprints for building brand loyalty, creating memorable experiences, and inspiring innovation.
All right, welcome to the stage, my good friend, Johnny Cupcake.
Cupcakes. Cupcakes is not my real last name, but I'd like to pretend that it is. And I'll tell people that it's Johnny Kupkakis. And I'll put a couple dots above the U to make it look authentic and tell people it's Swedish. My real last name is Earl, Johnny Earl. I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. I love Deftones, Wu-Tang Clan. I missed Wu-Tang in Boston last night because I flew here, and this is how much I value this. And after I had the sneak peek at the mastermind, it was such a beautiful event with people that truly care about their brands, and it felt very therapeutic to be in a room full of psychopaths that care about the little tiny details like I do, like I obsess with overnight, and I had to be here. I also love Fleetwood Mac, Mario Kart 64, I love Bombay Sandwiches, the movie Home Alone. However, the people who now live here do not love trespassers. So I was only able to take 140 photos of my fake tarantula and talk boy before getting escorted off of the property. I don't have it all figured out. I'm usually three mistakes away from crying in the parking lot of Trader Joe's. I'm a Cancer. My birthday is July 15th. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I really care too much about things, but that's okay. I love having my feelings. But I say this because I want you to know that it's okay to mess up. It's okay to fail. You know, I always say my $10,000 mistakes inspire my $100,000 ideas, so it's okay to make those mistakes and use those as ammunition to build up your next cool idea and use those as your motivation. When I was little, my grandfather gave me a wooden slide that splintered my butt every time I went down it. I don't know why they make wooden slides. But I kept going down this slide, and I think this was my premonition of what my life in entrepreneurship was going to be like. It's kind of like, you know, going to a hot sauce festival. You know you're going to get diarrhea, but you still go anyways. And I think that's why we, you know, we have our brands, we have our businesses, and we truly love what we do. You get those ideas, those post-it notes that hitchhike from one sock to another as you're walking across your house, your floors, your office. It's a beautiful thing, but it can be painful at times, and that's why events like this are so important. So, like I said, I grew up outside of Boston, Massachusetts, in a little town called Hull, Massachusetts, Nantasket Beach. It's poorly shaped like a child's drawing or poorly stretched pizza dough, and you could see the city of Boston, but you had to drive all the way around, and it's a beautiful beach town, but in the winter, there's nothing to do, there's not many places to work, so you either start trouble, or you get into a band, or you do a little bit of both, and I did a little bit of both. This is me when I was younger, not much has changed. I still have all of those toys, all of my He-Man toys, and I can still fit into those clothes. There's my dad's award-winning mustache, my dad Michael, he was a carpenter, he built over 2,000 beauty salons. He would get free tips and haircuts that he would go home and surprise my mother with and usually shock her, like this perm he got one time. I can still smell the perm oil from that. There's my mom, Lorraine, and there's me pretending to eat my sister, Lindsay, when she was born, fresh out. So I still had this weird sense of humor at that age, and I got it from my parents. My parents are super creative. My mom, she oozes kindness, creativity, surprise, and delight. My mom, Lorraine, was born on Martha's Vineyard to a French-Canadian-American dad and a Portuguese-American mom. And shortly after this photo was taken, my mom's dad left the family to start a new family, and my mom and her siblings grew up on welfare on Martha's Vineyard. And it was the best thing that could have happened to them because it gave them a very unique perspective on the world. It gave them the ability to adapt. Gave them this creative lens that they use to look at the world with. My mom put herself through college, and she won costume contests year after year after year. My mom, Lorraine, she handmakes all of her own costumes, and this one was funny. I had to carry my parents into the party. I could barely walk. Adam and Eve. You can't see it here, but my mom had these crazy spider arms that would go up when she would raise her hands. My dad was a pirate. I don't know how those two go together, but they had a blast. Sonny and Cher and Bono. My dad had the skis. And one time to replicate a Super Bowl halftime show, my dad was Justin Timberlake, and my mom was Janet Jackson. I'm gonna show you a photo. And I just wanted to let you know that they're plastic sweet potatoes, but I put an emoji over the nipple because it looked a little too nipply, but they're fake. But there's my mom and dad. A little weird, a little different, but I'm telling you, the house I grew up in was just great. My dad, our family cat would sleep on my dad. One time, my family's cat had babies on my dad's chest when my dad was sleeping. And my dad woke up to all these little cute slime balls coming out of him. So I've seen a lot of crazy things growing up, and somehow it brought me here today, so we're going to get into that. My mother also used her creativity into cutting my hair with kitchen scissors. I looked like an acorn with the overalls.
It's actually not. I've seen worse.
Ooh.
I look like a maniac. When I went to school every day, my parents taught me that it's what's inside that counts, and that everybody has their own story, their own superpower. So I was making friends with the troublemakers, the gothic kids, the athletic kids. I was networking at a young age without even knowing it, and I truly, I'm a people person. I love people. I think once a year, I don't like people, and I do a Google search for jobs that where I can just keep to myself. But then I get over it, because I really do love people, and it's, you can't let one bad situation spoil that sunshine, that glow inside of you for liking people. There's a lot of great people out there. So I like to say, do more if it makes you happy. It's a very simple phrase. Sometimes we put this on the inside of our shirts. It's our slogan for my t-shirt brand. And I took that advice. I started 16 businesses before I was 16 years old. From lemonade stands to selling pogs, yard sales, selling soda on the beach, shoveling snow, making haunted houses and selling zero tickets. I failed at all these. I failed at every single one of these. My favorite was the Tupperware. This stranger danger, this lady approached me at the grocery store, and she's like, hey, how would you like to win a free minivan? I said, I'd love to. I was like, I can't really drive, but she had these jangling earrings and thick glasses. Really nice lady. She gave me her card. I started selling Tupperware, and I would go to these meetings that looked just like this, except it was all women and people much older than me, and I loved every minute of it. And two big things I learned that day, I'll never forget. One, I had French onion dip for the first time, and it changed my life forever. Number two, I had they gave us these plastic orange peelers that we would give out for free to build customer loyalty if anybody came back or if anybody purchased extra Tupperware. I didn't sell Tupperware anymore. I still have all my Tupperware. I just don't know where the lids are. But I remember those things about that situation, and I take those to heart. If you want customer loyalty, you have to be loyal to your customers. Along my entrepreneurial journey, I learned about the Bible of Entrepreneurship, the Oriental Trading Company, as well as Rhode Island Novelty. I started buying candy in bulk and reselling it. I was buying pranks in bulk, whoopee cushions, fart spray, stink bombs, switchblade combs. Itching powder got me in big trouble. Someone's back had an allergic reaction. They got rushed to the emergency room. This isn't really their back. I got myself a Google image search. At first I typed in rash, and then I was like, oh no. I had to come up with something else to sell, so I started selling candy while my friends were selling marijuana and mushrooms. I was selling candy, and my friends were like, dude, how'd you make that much money? I was like, dude, you're my number one customer. You have munchies every morning. I went to this charter school. It was amazing. It was a startup charter school, and my English class, my writing class was called Scary Stories. We would learn English and writing through writing scary stories, and at the end of the year, we would share those stories around the campfire. And it was the coolest thing ever. I still keep in touch with Marilyn Prouder, my English teacher. But one of the requirements to graduate from the South Shore Charter School was to get an internship. And I got an internship at a silkscreen shop. I didn't think about my t-shirt brand just yet, but anytime a shirt came out of that dryer, it was like an idea machine. And it truly inspired me every day to go into this internship. This guy was breeding exotic birds and fish, and I thought I was going to get killed. I had no idea. I went to the basement of this place. This guy, Bobby DeRosa, 331-5252, I'll never forget the phone number. And we would watch Court TV on not one, but two TVs. He loved Court TV, and he loved playing poker with his friends on the weekends. And I would catch these worn t-shirts as they would belly flop off of this conveyor belt. I started making some shirts for my friends' bands, for local lacrosse teams and whatnot. And I would make shirts for some of the bands that I would be in over the years. And the more I put in, the more I got back. I ended up being in a heavy metal band called On Broken Wings, and I was a DJ in that band. I would put in weird noises in between breakdowns, and we got signed to a small record label called Eulogy Records from South Florida, and toured every state about a dozen times. And through that, I was still making the shirts and still passionate. I felt I still needed more creativity, and I felt like I didn't contribute as much to the band as I'd like to, but working at that silkscreen shop allowed me that flexibility to be creative. I was avoiding gaming, television, dating, partying. I've still never drank before. I purchased alcohol because I like the cool labels and the branding, and I've never tried marijuana before, but I love the smell of it. It reminds me of everyone on my mom's side of the family, and a lot of great childhood friends. Instead, I buy sage, which is like the O'Doul's of marijuana, and it wards off evil spirits, and it allows me to save a little bit of extra time, a little bit of extra money to try a little bit of extra entrepreneurial risks, if you will. Even though I don't drink, when I go to parties, I'll bring Orajel with me. This is the stuff that makes your mouth numb when you have a cavity. When my friends aren't looking and they're about to flirt with a cute guy or girl, I put this on the rims of their drinks. And halfway through their conversation with somebody they're flirting with, they start drooling down their face. So I find ways to involve humor in my personal and professional life every day, and it really helps the days go by with a little bit more color. I'm not going to tell you who, but there's 7 lucky people in the audience who have Orajel on their drinks. And if you see any drool on your neighbor's shirt, you will find them the 7 lucky winners. So while my friends hung out with cute girls at parties, I was hanging out with cute old ladies at craft fairs. I would also go up and down the fleece fabric aisle at Joanne Fabrics, rest in peace, and I would buy a yard of fleece fabric and I would cut it in 3 strips with a pizza cutter. I'd make 3 scarves that I would then resell for $30 each, making $90 and $87 profit each time I took that trip to Joanne Fabrics. This was going great until the summertime came around and nobody wanted to wear this warm fabric around their necks. I started a seasonal business which had an expiration date and I failed again. I had to get a full-time job. I was going to school to learn how to record bands at one of those art institute schools that got sued for predatory lending. And I left the school a semester or two into it because everything I was learning about I started to do in real life. I was touring with my band. I was hanging out in recording studios. My parents were super cool. They said, school's not going anywhere. You can always go back. And that made me not feel like I had to rebel against my parents, which made me continue to be a sober guy in a heavy metal band, and that's what I did. Now, this car inspired me every day. The sound of it made me want to work a little bit harder, and I kept positive. I knew I had to find a way, and I'm working at a record shop called Newbury Comics in Braintree, Massachusetts. I have all these goofy nicknames, Johnny Appleseed, if I'm late for work, Johnny Come Lately. Johnny Cupcakes came out of nowhere, and it sounded like a cute mobster nickname, so I thought I would put it on a t-shirt as a joke to advertise for a bakery that does not even exist. I wore that shirt to work, and all these slightly miserable customers that never made eye contact with me, they started laughing, and a light went off. And, what is that shirt? And where can I get one? My cousin's name's Johnny. My friend loves to bake. And I started making more t-shirts, poking fun at pop culture with cupcakes, again, to advertise for a bakery that does not even exist. These are some of the shirts to give you an idea. We release new t-shirts every week in smaller batches. Sometimes we'll do shirts with glow-in-the-dark ink, scented ink, secret messages inside the t-shirt, special packaging. But before I got to all those magical, whimsical things, I learned that there was a problem. People have too many options. Why will they take a risk with you? Why will they take a risk with my t-shirts? We have to give them something extra. And how can I reinvent something as common as a t-shirt? Someone can get it cheaper, quicker, people don't even need another t-shirt. And that's where I learned about the unexpected sprinkles. Giving people more than what they are expecting, and if you can do that in a personal way, a delightful way, an unforgettable way, a weird way, a colorful way, they will do the marketing for you. To give you an example, here's a breakfast-themed t-shirt design that we released during breakfast hours. If you showed up in the afternoon, we would not sell it to you because it's against company policy, just like the breakfast places we go try to get our breakfast sandwiches from. I want to share that same misery that I've had to go through getting my breakfast sandwich. I have people drive from New York City to Boston to go to my Newbury Street shop, and we had to turn them away because they showed up too late. They are never going to buy a t-shirt again for the rest of their lives. However, anytime they have breakfast, they're going to share the story about how this little jerk face named Johnny Cupcakes would refuse to sell them a shirt because they were doing this silly theme. However, the people who did buy these t-shirts, we gave them breakfast with every t-shirt purchase, And we made a connection up here in their hearts and their stomachs, and everybody left that day with a story to share. Here's a pot of gold themed shirt, St. Patrick's Day. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to dress up like a leprechaun and illegally hide behind bushes in Back Bay, Boston. I'm going to put clues on my social media, mostly on Instagram, and I'm going to hide in different locations. And if you find me, that's the only way you can get this limited edition t-shirt. 7 minutes later, 13 minutes later, I hear a screeching car stop. Somebody jumps out. They get their shirt. We take a selfie. We run and hide. I go and do it again and again. You know, there weren't too many of these t-shirts, but those people will never forget. Imagine, like, there's so many ways to do business. You could still have a serious service and still be professional, but you could still lighten up the room a little. And I don't expect you to dress up like a leprechaun, but it could be something as small as a handwritten note or as big as a secret event that you send golden tickets to some special people, and you build up your community that way. So as I said, you know, we've done the glow-in-the-dark ink, scented ink. We've got our classic shirt that we'll put different patterns inside of. We've done collaborations, licensing deals. We've done lighthearted parodies. We've done our own characters. More lighthearted parodies. We did a shirt for the chefs, not the chiefs, the chefs. And thought that would be a fun one. And then we also pull inspiration from sports seasons, from holidays. You do not have to have a t-shirt brand to do this. But basically, you want to figure out a way that every day you can celebrate, and if you can celebrate through your branding, through your marketing emails, through your local community events, through your giveaways, and through just little unique touch points with your clients and with your coworkers, these can be super special. So, you know, every year we're doing our baseball, basketball, hockey-themed t-shirts, and Valentine's Day, we're going to package some shirts in a box of chocolate, and St. Patrick's Day, I'm going to be hitting the streets, almost getting arrested, dressed up like a leprechaun. So, you know, think about what those things can be. When I was dating my wife on our first date, I remember we were sharing our favorite things we collected as kids. It was X-Men cards. And she specifically told me about this Gambit hologram that she had. What did I do that night? I spent sleepless hours on eBay, Craigslist, trying to find that same Gambit hologram card. I got it on our second, third date. I gifted it to her, and she kept that thing in her purse until we got married. With my brand and with some of my employees, you know, I didn't go to school for managing people. I don't want to manage anybody. I have a hard time managing myself. I really just want to come up with fun ideas, and that's what I'm best at. I'm not so much a business person, I'm more of an idea person. But I asked all of my employees what their favorite childhood holiday memories were, and I spent sleepless nights finding those gifts in the original packaging, and I asked them these questions during the summer, so they didn't think that I would be up to something trying to surprise them. And I gave them all their toys. I had a couple employees that cried. And it wasn't because they got this thing they always wanted or they got this toy that reminded them of a family member that's no longer with them. They got teary-eyed because they realized that I had been listening all along. And I think people on your team, as well as your clients, they just want to know that you're listening. And there's ways to show it. You don't have to be a severe people person to do it. You can show them in your own unique ways, and through personalized gifting, I think is a very special way to do it. We do a lot of reactive marketing. If there is something crazy going on in the world, if there's a musician with a top song, if the Celtics just won a championship, we need to come up with a green t-shirt within hours. So we will mock up a t-shirt, we'll do a pre-order as quick as we can. We also will do this reactive marketing with ways to help our community. So when the floods were going on in Texas, or when the fires were going on in Australia, we were able to raise over $100,000 Australian that we donated to our customers out there. Recently we did this with LA with the fires. So we are a small brand, but we pack a bunch. If there's ever something we can do to help your community, please do hit us up, even if we're just donating a gift basket of shirts for a silent auction, a charity raffle, whatever we can do to help. We ship out shirts every day all over the world, and we try to create those experiences. But I will tell you, my days always start at $0. Every day is a choose your own adventure, which can be exciting, it can be scary, it can be overwhelming. I've definitely had some times where I've been like, man, I kind of wish I was on a team, or I wish I co-owned a brand so I could, you know, commiserate with someone else when things are rough. But that's why it's so important to have a community like this, and especially the mastermind. Like, you see the way people have grown their companies through Neil's mastermind. It has been incredible. I like to tell people too, you can grow your reach and resources through collaborations. And it can be on a community-based level, a relationship-based level, and it can also be through collaborating with other businesses, putting your marketing ideas together, putting on a localized event together. We started doing so through t-shirts. We did some collaboration t-shirts with Coachella, with Dell Tech, with a credit union conference. Sometimes it's like 100 shirts, or sometimes it's a ton of shirts, but it gives us a different canvas to work with, and it gives our brand and another person's brand the ability to put our ideas together and create something just as big. So if you missed it, past October at the Mastermind, some lucky people in the audience got these special edition t-shirts that will never be made again and again. I think Neil and his team, they put so much into the Mastermind that try to make those experiences memorable, and I hope it inspires you. Volkswagen, we did a little cupcake dude hanging out of a car that they gave up to their top sales team. We've done other wacky collaborations. We worked with a brand called Suavecito from California. We did frosting-scented pomade, frosting-scented beard oil. We've done hats. We even came up with our own clothes for dogs, and we came up with our own branded poo-poo bags. This is our crappiest product yet, but people, you don't see t-shirt brands dropping poo-poo bags. The magician inside of me was very excited when we did our bicycle collaboration. We even had a couple cards that were created so you could do magic with them. And when we released the t-shirts, we packaged them in oversized boxes of cards, and that was a fun collectible. So even if you're not a product-based company, you still have to thank your people. When we bought a house, I remember we got gifted a keychain. And I remember we weren't able to close during the holidays, and I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that story and how that can be an unforgettable one, but we got gifted a keychain and a clicky pen. And however, when we bought our other house, we had an agent that gave us a solo stove and a s'mores making kit. And even though it's not a fancy keychain, it's something that we get to play with our family and our friends when they come over. And they always ask about it. And we always bring up that agent, Hillary Birch. So when you're giving out those gifts, you can really personalize them. And the more that you know, the bigger the profile that you make on some of your clients, the more personalized those gifts can be. We've done projects with G-Shock, we've surprised Steve Harvey with a t-shirt, his mustache is real. We've done some shirts with Marilyn Monroe's estate, and we've replaced her beauty mark with a little teeny tiny cupcake. So sometimes big things come in small packages. It's the thought, it's the idea, it's the concept. Hello Kitty was a big one. Hello Kitty, Sanrio, they posted these t-shirts on their Facebook fan page. They had over 10 million fans at the time before the algorithm gods took over. And our website nearly crashed. There were people lining up for shirts. We had one customer get the Johnny Cupcakes Hello Kitty tattoo on her body. This was a blast. And that power of collaboration, the best part about it was the cross-pollination. Other people's customers learning about us and vice versa, and everybody winning. Nickelodeon was a big one. We had some of the characters come out and surprise our customers. Tapping into nostalgia really helped complete strangers take a risk with being curious and wanting to go into my stores, my pop-up events. And again, we've done these in all different corners, and the best part about these is you get to meet your customers in real life or your potential clients. And you can do this at trade shows. Set up your trade show booth. You don't have to give out a bowl of half-melted Hershey Kisses, and like go all out. That is your chance to show people that you care about the details. The unexpected sprinkles, they can enhance everything. You can put those unexpected sprinkles into stories in sales, leadership and education, marketing and advertising, product development, social media, basically anytime you have a chance to have fun, to be creative. Just turn up the notch a little bit, turn up the knob a little bit, and have fun. You know, it makes work fun. I believe it's time to give people more than what they're expecting, again, through those unexpected sprinkles. When we were reached out to by the Simpsons team to create some shirts, we wanted to do a special edition event. So I'll throw that back up. So we decided to package the Simpson-themed t-shirts in giant cupcake boxes with fake nutrition facts, little prizes inside. Krusty's came with a bow tie. We started making products we had never, ever made before. But we knew if we could tap into the theme, people love when events are planned around themes, and if we could tap into the theme, the nostalgia, we could have some new customers for life. Now, I failed at something big time. We did not sign a longer, more flexible licensing agreement. The Johnny Cupcakes customers purchased all the shirts, which we love, we're thankful for. That was still a success. But again, the best part about a collaboration, again, is the cross-pollination. Other people learning about what you do and vice versa, and everybody winning. So we remembered that in the future when we collaborated with Sesame Street and the Power Rangers, we had a little bit more flexible terms with our projects. But these are some of the t-shirts, and to go along with the Simpsons event, we gave out Duff energy drinks, we gave out real cupcakes, which we don't normally have. We had little donuts put on there. We collaborated with Duff Goldman of Ace of Cakes, Charm City West, and he made these for us. We had Homer Simpson go out and strangle our customers waiting in line for t-shirts. People love a good photo opportunity. The more weird, wacky, original, the better chance they're gonna take a photo, and the better chance they're gonna tag you, and your social hits are gonna go up. My mom, Lorraine, was so excited, more than anybody. She's smiling from ear to ear. So pumped, she found her outfit at Savers like 9 months before the event, and she greeted every single person that came through that day. People thrive off of new experiences so much that they're willing to camp out for weeks. At one point, the end of the line met the beginning, and people had to figure out where to stand. We gave out numbers, we gave out sunblock, we gave out snacks, we gave out water. If I could go back in time, I would have rented out porta potties. It was like a music fest. And our Los Angeles shop at the time was competing with the Boston store to see who could beat who in the amount of days people were camping out. There's a Facebook fan page called JC Addict, and it's people that usually own over 100, over 1,000 Johnny Cupcakes t-shirts. Or have a few tattoos, and they go in there to trade, but they also go in there to compete against each other. And LA won the competition, and I think LA had smaller rats than my Boston neighborhood had. And the weather was a little bit nicer, but we really had a blast. This is a great thing someone posted on LinkedIn. She said, I camped outside the store for about 24 hours waiting for it to open with people I've never met before in my life. We all spoke like we've been friends for years. And it was a weekend I'll never forget, and I made new friends who made a massive impact on me. This brand will always be special to me, and the store was absolutely incredible. So sometimes it's not even about you. Sometimes it's not even about your service or your product. It always goes back down to the people and how you bring people together. I believe creativity is crucial. It separates you from a crowded industry. Your uniqueness, it should be hypnotizing. It should stop somebody. You don't have to have the same stuffy headshots. Like, share a little bit. People are choosing between you and a lot of other people to work with, and you want to give them a reason to put their guard down and to engage and to say, oh my God, you love Led Zeppelin? You like the Dodgers? Like, I love that too. Give them a reason to conversate and to know that you're a person, not just this corporate entity. You can still have the power of a big company, but still think, act, and make people feel a little bit more warm, like a family. So I always challenge people, I challenge myself every day, what are 12 things that make you unique? Again, people have too many options. Why are they going to take a risk with you? Those 12 things can be from your marketing emails, from the events that you put on, your branding, the mascot, the business cards, the folders, the stationery, everything. The food that you have in your office or at the trade show, the way the booth is designed, the way you sign off on your emails, your LinkedIn page. Treat these all as an extension of yourself, not just as a person with a skill set, but also as a human. Like, incorporate some of those things that make you you. We started doing that on the packaging front. We would package our shirts in pastry boxes. We do baseball-themed shirts and giant baseball bubblegum-themed packaging. We collaborated with Jaylen Brown of the Celtics. He has a brand called Juice, and we package the t-shirts in giant juice boxes. We've done ice cream themed shirts in ice cream containers that we've sold out of ice cream trucks that I rented in different cities around the US. You would pull out your rolled up t-shirt from inside of the push-up pop. This is our customer, Gabe. We got a cease and desist for that design. It's all right, I was learning. We have a great trademark attorney now. I learned events foster friendships, marketing, and community. And events like this remind us of why we started doing what we do. So just a quick golf clap for being here at Forward. It's a lot to take time and go away from your family, or if you have someone in your family that's not doing too well in that guilt. And then you think of ways, what can you do to help make your money work for yourself? And it always comes down to investing in yourself, having a new skill set or a new network that you can have friends forever. So really happy to see everybody here, especially my friends who are at the Masterminds. Really good seeing you guys again. And thank you for the six people who helped carry me to the stage in the wooden crate. Really appreciate that. This guy's pumped. He's got his t-shirt. The guy in the red shirt, not so excited. He learned we're about to sell out of our t-shirts, and this guy has got the last one. I don't know if he's going to get jumped or what, but for right now, he's got all of his teeth, and he's got a great smile. We work with Mr. Softy in New York City, which I'm pretty sure is owned by the Mafia. They're really nice people. The guy came out with his son. We dressed up like milkmen from the 1950s, the bow ties, the hats. We gave a real ice cream with every t-shirt purchase. And we let people order our t-shirts from a menu. Good design and humor, they're inviting. Like I said before, they help people drop down their guard. You don't have to be super goofy crazy, but tell people who you are. List what you like. The more commonalities that a potential client can play connect the dots with, the better chance they're going to contact you versus somebody else. This year, we were approached by Weezer's group, and they wanted us to do a special edition t-shirt to commemorate the Blue Album tour. We packaged these t-shirts in giant cassette tapes. We've done frosting themed shirts and frosting containers that smell like frosting with fake frosting drips. Barbecue season, I don't know what we're gonna do. Let's package the shirts up like meats. They're still all vegan, all fiber, all cotton. We did a photo shoot at the local deli, and people thought we were out of our minds, and we are, and that's okay. We did a coffee shop parody t-shirt and a giant cup, and the best part about this is on purpose, we would misspell your name like every coffee shop barista. This was supposed to go to Johnny, it says Joni. And this customer said, over the years I've seen Johnny Cupcakes do a lot of very cool innovative things with shirt designs and packaging, but purposely misspelling your name like every Starbucks barista does is probably the coolest thing I've seen them do, so good. So there are things you can do today, tomorrow, that are absolutely free. It's just being clever, being thoughtful, writing handwritten notes, writing a positive message or a goofy quote on the back of your business card. There are things to brighten up your branding, to attract more people, and to get people to remember you. Don't just check boxes, but please, please, please create new boxes to check. People thrive off of new experiences. Give them what they want. Halloween is the best. Love Halloween. We did fake movie titles and made fake movie trailers for movies that don't exist to build hype and excitement for these t-shirts. Count Spatula, packaged in a VHS tape, you got a collectible. We showed movies in the windows, rented a popcorn machine, had a costume contest, which helped build a community around the brand. Last minute, we have the best ideas. I rented a real hearse and a real coffin from a creepy guy on Craigslist for $220, and I got delivered to my store at nighttime. And I chose to only sell our spooky-themed shirts when it was dark out, so people really had to go out in the dark to get a scary shirt. I don't know where the smoke's coming out of, but it's pretty cool. It goes along with this. That $220 investment got us over $1 million in free marketing because we had a lengthy segment on television, on the news, of why there's a real nurse and a real coffin in front of a bakery that doesn't sell real food. What is going on here? The stranger, the more unique, the more people talk. I don't sell merchandise, I sell memories. The merchandise is the byproducts of everything Johnny Cupcake sells. Even when I opened the doors to my 8-year LA shop, I got delivered to the stage in a wooden crate with chains hammered shut. I wanted people to have to use a real crowbar to bust me open. Even when I jumped out, I, you know, hey, hanging all over my shirt, hey, and I really got into it and creeped around. My parents were there, my sister was there, it was a beautiful day. Melrose Ave, it was a blast. Again, those unexpected sprinkles, they can also attract increased sales. So, you know, those details, you get people to talk about you, advertise you, you're spending a little bit less on your advertising budget because other people are doing the talking. So we'll do this with our packaging. We've done boxes that look like ovens. We'll even utilize the little flaps. So let's put some fake cockroaches in there and really make people jump. Let's put fake fire printed inside of this. Let's encourage people to unbox their shirt and film it for social media. On the back of the box, let's put the brand story and a little fake rat. Why keep those spots blank? You can't really tell, but in the corner it says, for Gigli, it must be Italian. And it's a little ode to the Christmas Story movie. Customer experience, it should be baked into every touch point of your brand. We got a message. Someone basically said that their house sitter put their cupcakes in the refrigerator, and when they got home, they had cold t-shirts. And thought it was fun. Surprise and delight is the name of the game. When I was a little boy, my mom and dad used to dip my dad's work boots in baking flour, and they would make snowy footsteps from the chimney to the Christmas tree. And I would call all of my friends on Christmas morning, waking their parents up at 5 a.m. saying, Santa's real, you gotta come check this out. That has stayed with me, and in a way I wanna be the Santa Claus of branding and give people those surprises when they purchase a Johnny Cupcakes t-shirt. When someone supports my brand, I want them to feel like it's their birthday. Sometimes we put surprises in their orders. You might get an extra sticker, you might get a doll's head, you might get a skeleton, you might get a $20 bill, or you might get itch and powder on your t-shirts. You really never know. If you don't know what it feels like to get something you're not expecting, I want you to reach underneath your seat, and you all have a sticker sheet taped underneath your seat or wedged underneath your seat. I'll give you just a minute to take those out. There should be a sticker sheet. Oh, there we go. I'm going to hold them up so everyone knows.
Yeah, I got it.
Help your neighbor out. Help your friend out. Be the polka dots, be the sprinkles, be the thing that separates you from everybody else. Unexpected sprinkles, they attract word of mouth marketing. Again, if you're getting all this mail, all this email, inquiries, or you're the person that's putting those up there, What are you going to do to make somebody choose something different? What are your sprinkles? And think about those. And those can change over time. They can grow, they can shrink, they can expand. I think being here at this event, you're going to go back with so much stuff. And you might be a little overwhelmed that you have so many ideas. And it's going to be important for you to follow up with one another and to hold each other accountable so that you can see where each other's at next year when you come out here. Or if you're a part of the three mastermind events that happen, you know, you can follow up with one another. So we ship shirts every day all over the world. We try to do something a little bit different from the handwritten notes, the little surprises, the extra sticker here and there. We'll get these testimonials. And I've learned that testimonials, they attract trust, and nice words are currency. You can say as much as you want about yourself and how much your company's done, and that is impressive and it's something to be proud of. However, I have learned that a complete stranger that's debating on doing business with you would rather trust the words of a complete stranger before they learn what you have to say about yourself, because there's a little bit of bias there. So get those testimonials. I see so many people that don't utilize the LinkedIn recommendations enough. That's one free thing that you could put on your list that you could start doing tonight. Anyone you've ever worked with, even if it's multiple people at one company or one household, get some kind words from them. And it will help people put their guard down and feel a little bit more excited and curious about working with you because of what someone else said about you. Forget B2B or B2C, it's all about H to H, human to human. Remember, your customers are people, and remind them that you are a person too. Share your childhood bad haircuts, your first concerts, your story. People often want to know who they are supporting more than what they are supporting. Give them that warm, fuzzy feeling. Your brand DNA is your story. Bake it into your business card, your website, your special events, your products. Share your story. It's your unique thumbprint that cannot be replicated by anybody else. You get free digital marketing through delighted customers, as I've illustrated. And I've made some mistakes along the way. I mess up every day. We've done rolling pins with shirts stuffed inside. It's a cute idea until you realize you don't use rolling pins to make cupcakes. So I feel that failures are experiments, and experimenting is how we grow. As I mentioned before, my $10,000 mistakes have inspired my $100,000 ideas, and sometimes, more often than not, it has taken a couple $10,000 mistakes to get those big ideas, but they come. Sometimes it's your $500 mistakes that inspire your $5,000 ideas. Just don't beat yourself up and don't beat anyone up on your team. Don't let them lose the motivation to innovate. You have to keep them inspired too. If you come out to this next year or any of the future events, like bring more people from your team. The more people that are learning about branding and customer engagement, the more you're gonna form together like X-Men. Maybe you're making the next Gambit at your company. Your business card or website are extensions of your personality. If it looks like everyone else, you might get treated like everyone else. Here's a wooden business card. If I had to choose between 500 carpenters who work in my home and the person with the least experience gave me a wooden business card, I'd probably still interview them first because it shows me they put that same love, heart, energy, creativity, and thought into something as small as a card. It makes me feel like they're gonna put that same love into whatever project I hire them for. Here's a clear business card, a miniature one. This one's cool if you're starting a clothing line. This one really stands out. My business cards smell like frosting. I let them marinate in a Ziploc bag with car fresheners from AutoZone and Bed Bath & Beyond, rest in peace. And anytime I pull them out, they smell like cupcakes. You can also write notes on your cards, and you can also follow up with your customers with handwritten notes, typed messages. I collect vintage typewriters. I'll type on the back of vintage educational skeleton charts around Halloween. I'll put a give blood stamp next to a Dracula or Frankenstein stamp. I'll put an Alfred Hitchcock stamp next to a bunch of little bird stamps. And I just need that little arts and craft therapy. And again, if people are getting blasted with emails, I've found that sometimes sending out 10, 20 handwritten notes are more powerful than a cold call email blast to 10,000 people. And if you do it enough and you do it in such a cool way, they're going to take a photo of this crazy thing they got in the mail, they're going to post about it on social media, and then bam, you've got a couple thousand people's eyes on your brand. Unexpected sprinkles, they attract brand loyalty. Many top Johnny Cupcakes t-shirt collectors own hundreds of t-shirts. I have one customer in Belgium. Her name is Anne Mays, and she owns over 1,000 Johnny Cupcakes t-shirts. There's Melissa, there's Gary, there's the Ramels, there's Josh and his Johnny Cupcakes collection. The ingredients of customer obsession are baked into remarkable experiences and experience principles. I'll say that again, the ingredients of customer obsession are baked into remarkable experiences and experience principles. I met thousands of people that have my brand's logo tattooed on their bodies. It was very scary and weird at first, and then I learned. Some people were inspired. They met their best friend, their significant other. They decided to live a healthier lifestyle. They started a clothing brand. I've seen neck tattoos, leg tattoos. I met Travi McCoy of Gym Class Heroes, who had a giant Johnny Cupcakes tattoo on his leg. I've seen tattoos in places I wish I didn't see. I've seen medium-sized tattoos. I've seen giant neck tattoos with my t-shirt brand's logo. I even once saw a tattoo on somebody's tooth, which I like to call a tattoo. I don't know what that is or how they did it, but it's there, and I know that if you want customer loyalty, you must be loyal to your customers. A few more slides before I wrap things up. I've opened up pop-up shops around the world, and I've had some full-time stores too, and I set them up like bakeries. People lined up forever with no traditional advertising, even some people thinking that we sold actual cupcakes. Could you believe it? Even kids that used to make fun of me were in line with money for t-shirts. If I could go back in time, I would have put itching powder inside of their shirts. I hide vanilla scented car fresheners to make my store smell like frosting. My friend Boris said, "How do you do that?" I said, "It's easy. You mix frosting with white paint." He said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah. If you lick the wall, you can taste it." He said, "Really?" I said, "Yes." Lick the wall. I smell it, but I don't taste it. I said, "I'm so sorry. It's on this wall over here." But 4 or 5 weeks later, he realized I was messing with him. If I could go back in time, I totally would have put Oragel all over the wall.
Missed opportunity.
I was inspired to reinvent the ordinary. I opened up a t-shirt shop that looks and smells like a bakery. You enter through a giant oven. T-shirts are displayed in refrigerators. And when you buy a t-shirt, we package it up in a lunchbox and pull it out of a smoking oven. I've been doing this for 25 years. I had my store for 18 years. And it has been wild. And I've experienced every type of emotion. And lately I've been learning to ask for things I lack strength and efficiency in. On Monday, I have my first demo, a meeting, to get my first ever CRM software. I know, it's exciting. I still have a world of opportunities ahead of me. I felt paralyzed. I've had people reach out to me that want to collaborate, and I'm like, I need to reach out to them in the best possible way, or I need to wait until I'm organized. So I'm learning to ask for help with things that I'm not good at. I had a tough year last year. I actually closed my store. My store was burglarized by an employee shortly after I lost my mother, and that employee knew that I was grieving too. And it was such a dagger in my chest that I don't even want to manage people. I've done this so long, I just deserve to not manage any more people. So I've taken a small break from a physical store, not my online store, but a physical store, just so I can learn to take care of myself and properly grieve. But I've been blessed. I was able to hire my mom full time. We worked together for 20 years, and my mom got to dress up and go to all my Halloween events. And truly, I felt like I've spent many lifetimes with her. Medusa. Oh, she loved those fake teeth. She just pop them in when we're driving sometimes and look over. But yeah, my mom Lorraine, she's the best. She had COPD and lung cancer, and I watched her go down to, 40, 50 pounds. I saw her eyes turn to sea glass. I saw my mom take her last breath. My sister and I were there. We were singing the Boys to Men Mama song, which was my mom's favorite song. It sucks. It's hard to be inspired. You know, I want to be so transparent about me not having it all figured out, and I want you to not feel that pressure too. And know that you can always take time for yourself. And it's okay to have years to not grow. It's okay to just do things better or to have a better balance or whatever the closest thing to that you can be. And you can have years that change. You can change whatever your version of success is. But I think this year I'm going to be okay, and I think I'm going to just try to focus on myself a little bit more. My mom, thank you. She loves cotton candy, Bob Marley, and devil's lettuce, marijuana. So for my mom's funeral, her services, I thought we should make it Johnny Cupcakesify it as much as we can. So I rented a cotton candy machine that was, I don't know, like 10 feet from my mom's body, and there was something morbid but funny about it. And we didn't play creepy old-timey piano music, which is cool at different occasions, but we played reggae music, and we had, we gave joints out to everyone. No, I'm just kidding. we had my mom's services start at 4:20, and, we tried to go. So my mom always said, being kind is free. The world's a crazy place right now. Kind. Everybody's got something going on. My dad's still around, and my dad and my mom, I brought them out to London. I had a store in London for 4 years. We built it out together. It was such cool memories. I blew this photo for my mom for Mother's Day, and when I got it back, I realized that there were naughty photos behind us. So we had a good laugh about that. That opening day was incredible. It was with teamwork, surprise and delight, paying attention to details. It was wild. But I've been learning to find a balance. Many years ago, I got married to someone who loves Home Alone as much as I do. And I don't know if it's in here. Where is it? There it is. So, I'm making time. I'm going to start a small creative agency and do it at my own pace. It might just be a handful of people that I work with. I'm still working on my brand. I just don't want the physical space. I want to work on my mental health. And I love being around for my kids. I'm actually taking a red-eye flight home tonight because I just got to be back home. But we adopted our twin girls right before the pandemic, brought them home on Christmas Day. Adoption can be a first option. And these are my girls having a solid picture. But the ultimate collaboration has been family. My wife and I, we bought a house with my wife's twin sister and her kids and her husband and my wife's parents. And I had a crazy idea of putting 3 pre-approvals together and just all living together. And that's what we're going to do forever. We've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years now, and it's really the best. I lucked out on the in-laws, and I love it. As I wrap things up, my business may differ from yours, but we're both in the people business, and to attract people in sales, we must also be in the creative business. Creativity captures curiosity and the type of longevity to be proud of. When you're hitting a creative block, ask yourself, what would Johnny do? And I hope you come up with an idea. I didn't get to bring too many gifts with me, just my stickers, but I tried to send everybody a copy of my mom's Portuguese kale soup recipe, and I usually send some surprises in the mail to a handful of people too. So I'll give you a second to fill this out. It goes right to me. I read every single one of these when I fly home, and I'll give you a second to do that. You don't sell cupcakes. We've got one-star reviews. No cupcakes. This is crazy. Well, I'll tell you, the Apple Store doesn't sell fruit. The Microsoft Store doesn't sell Microsoft things. And Dick's Sporting Goods only sell sporting goods. Why should Johnny Cupcakes sell cupcakes? Thank you very much, everybody.
Let's go for it. But it is really cool to think about with our master.